Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast, Panther Muscle Podcast. I hope everyone's doing great in these times right now. And hopefully everything will be back open very soon. Topic I'd like to talk about today is Athlean X. And Greg Doucet, even RX Muscle, got in on it. Greg Doucet made a video on Athlean X. Everyone's coming at Athlean X about his him using fake weights in his videos, preferably with the deadlift, the bench press, pretty sure the squats in there as well. I watch Athlean X's YouTube channel as well. Very great channel. Very a lot of great information, even for just a beginner. And the Weekend Warrior, you know, very great information being passed off. This whole fake weights controversy thing, I mean, it goes on in the fitness world. A lot of people get called out for it. They get exposed for using fake weights. But in this whole thing about Athlean X using fake weights in his videos, when I watch his videos, That's not really what I'm paying attention to, is how much weight he's moving. And I really pay attention to the form he's using on his exercises. And I mean, his form is very good on his exercises. And he goes in on how important form is. And I'm really big on form in a lot of my exercises. I'm really big on that. And it's something that is lost. And gyms is lost in fitness as a whole, even on just warm-ups. You know, form is, it seems like it's to the wayside. Like, a lot of people really don't care too much for it. It's about how much weight you're moving, the poundages, you know, you got on the bar, and if you're successfully pulling that weight or pushing that weight, depending on what exercise it is. A lot of people were coming at him forward because a lot of people were looking at how many poundages he's lifting. And I think a lot of people has gotten away from the form of the exercise compared to how much weight is being moved at the time. You move this amount of weight and everyone's intrigued, like, you know, great PR and, you know, great, you know, lift for this many reps. And, you know, a lot of people has been paying attention to how much weight he's been moving and what the plates are like. And based on his size, he's in really great shape. Really great shape. Got a long history of just being in shape. Follows the fitness lifestyle 100%, okay? Greg Doucet even went on to say about him not being natural. Now, I don't know if I would have took it that far or not, because there's a lot of people out here that follow a fitness lifestyle to a T. I know some people that still weigh their food, you know. It's you know, they're really particular about it, you know. Say I had to weigh the food even when they go out to eat. You know, some people bring the scale along, and some people want to know how much food they're getting. Listen, nothing wrong with that. I'm totally with them people. If you want to know how much food you're getting, if you want to stay on your diet 100%, by all means, you know, do that, because you're following your own advice you're following, and you're following your lifestyle as how you want to live in fitness. And everyone has their path, and I believe that everyone should follow their path and not steer away from it because of what someone says or someone talks down on their beliefs in fitness. You know, you should follow it 100%. That's especially if it's working for you. Now, Athlean X, great channel, great social media, Instagram page, you know, and I like what he does in his videos and what he says, because I agree that a lot of people post videos of their training, but a lot of people don't put an explanation of what the exercise is actually doing. And I do that in all my videos that I put up. I put up an explanation of what the exercise is doing, what's it working, what to watch out for, and what to be careful about. Because anybody can put up a video, But you got to have some explanation behind it on what is working and what to be careful for. You know, let's say, for instance, we're doing pull-ups or archer pull-ups or even archer push-ups. You want to be mindful of the shoulders, especially when you're doing an archer move, working each side in unilateral fashion. You know, you want to make sure the shoulders are warmed up. You want to make sure your form is crisp, because anything can go wrong and then a muscle is pulled somewhere or you're injured and then you're down for the count. What I think a lot of people should do, okay, a lot of people did call out Athlete X on his use of fake weights, and a lot of people are calling him a liar and stuff like that. He's exposed. Listen, the gyms are closed right now. A lot of people are stuck at home. Some people don't have a gym to train at, and some people have made it work. But right now, it's just something new to talk about in fitness. I don't think they really should be focusing too much on his fake weight deal. I really think that they should be focusing on the form that he's using. Because if anything, while you're out of the gym right now, there's a lot of people that want to play coach and guru right now to a lot of people that's not really too informed on fitness as a whole right now. So people are watching a whole bunch of social media. They're watching a lot of YouTube and getting information from all types of people, you know. The best thing to do is get information from others, narrow it down to the one that works for you, and run with it. Put your own spin on it if need be, you know, and make the gains, you know. But I think form is number one in any exercise, even if it's a warm-up. Even if you're warming up, the form has to be right, because anybody can get injured just warming up. It has happened many times to people just warming up with the lightest of weight, and they just have, bam, a pulled muscle or something went wrong just warming up, you know. So everyone has to be careful. I believe form is number one in anything, you know. Him using the fake weights, I don't really care too much for it, because I mean, the information he's giving out is really good. I think, like I said, a lot of people shouldn't focus on that. They really should just focus on the form, because there's a lot of injuries in fitness, a lot of injuries, and not too many people pay too much attention to the form. Like I said, there's a lot of people that try to one-up the next person in a move, and there's a lot of protective gear. There's a lot of belts being worn. There's a lot of knee wraps being worn, you know, and wrist wraps, like wrist straps. Like, are you serious? Wrist straps on pull downs, wrist straps on pull ups. People just got to work on the small stuff. You know, they had to work on the form, they had to work on the mobility, they had to work on grip strength. They have to work on the core. Number one area, one of the number one areas is core. A lot of people need to work on the core, you know. So, form is number one. This whole fake weights deal, it is what it is. There's a lot of just fake things going on in fitness, whether it's a diet guru, a training guru, you know, or somebody giving out information that may not be right. You know, they're coming from all directions. It really just comes down to who's telling the right information. Whether they're enhanced or not, you know how I feel about people enhanced and on anabolics. You know how I feel about that is when it comes to the competition. But if it's just the ordinary person, you know, just in fitness and living life, hey, it's all good. But when you're on PEDs trying to compete in competitions, I'm really not for that. You know, as he wanted to be accused of, Athlete Next. I don't think he's on PEDs at all, but listen, he may be on something. Who knows? But I don't look at that. I look at the information he's given out and the form he has on his exercise. And I think that's really a lot of people need to focus on, is the form and taking the information as much as possible. And he's giving an explanation why you should be doing that form and why you shouldn't be doing that form based on joint mobility. That's all I have right now. I hope everyone gets something out of this podcast today. Everyone goes and keep checking out whatever social media, YouTube channels involved in fitness that's helping you in your goals, in the quest journey. Never forget, stay on your path. Do not get off of it. If it's working, do not get off the path. Stay on the path. As he said in The Golden Child, stay on the path. If your path is working, stay on it. If it's not, make adjustments. Okay? Everyone take it easy. Peace.